Chapter 19. After this I heard what seemed to be the roar of a great multitude of voices, saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power to our God. All his judgments are right and true, for he has judged the great prostitute, who corrupted the earth with her sexual immorality. He has avenged on her the blood of his loving servants. And again they shouted, Hallelujah! The smoke from her destruction goes up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell face down and worshiped God, who sits on the throne, saying in agreement, Amen! Hallelujah! Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his loving servants, and all who reverence and honor him, those who are lowly and those who are great. Then I heard what seemed to be the thunderous voice of a great multitude, like the sound of a massive waterfall and mighty peals of thunder crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt him and give him glory, because the wedding celebration of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, shining bright and clear, has been given to her to wear, and the fine linen represents the righteous deeds of his holy believers. Then the angel said to me, Write these words. Wonderfully blessed are those who are invited to feast at the wedding celebration of the Lamb. And then he said to me, These are the true words of God. At this I fell face down at the angel's feet to worship him. But he stopped me and said, Don't do this, for I am only a fellow servant with you and one of your brothers who clings to what Jesus testifies. Worship God. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Then I saw heaven opened, and suddenly a white horse appeared. The name of the one riding it was Faithful and True. And with pure righteousness he judges and rides to battle. He wore many regal crowns, and his eyes were flashing like flames of fire. He had a secret name inscribed on him that's known only to himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title is called the Word of God. Following him on white horses were the armies of heaven, wearing white fine linen, pure and bright. A sharp sword came from his mouth, with which to conquer the nations, and he will shepherd them with an iron scepter. He will trample out the wine in the winepress of the wrath of God. On his robe and on his thigh he had inscribed a name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, shouting to all the flying birds of the sky, Come and gather for God's great supper. Come and devour the flesh of the kings, generals, and soldiers, the flesh of horses and their riders, the flesh of all people, slave or free, lowly or famous. Then I saw the wild beast and the kings of the earth with their armies gathered to wage war against the rider on the white horse and against his armies. The wild beast was captured, as was the false prophet who had performed miracle signs in his presence. It was by these miracle signs that he had deceived those with the mark of the wild beast and those who worshipped its image. The wild beast and the false prophet were both thrown alive into the lake of fire burning with sulfur, and their armies were killed by the sharp sword that came from the mouth of the rider on the white horse. And all the birds gorged themselves with their flesh. Chapter 20. Then I saw a mighty angel descending from the heavenly realm, holding a heavy chain and a key, the key of the deep. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent known as the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. The mighty angel threw him into the pit, locked it, and sealed it so that he could no longer deceive the nations until the 1,000 years were over. After that, he must be loosed for a brief time. Then I saw thrones, and those who sat on them were given the authority to judge. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God. They had refused to worship the wild beast or its image, and did not have their foreheads or hands marked by the wild beast. They lived and reigned with the Christ for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. Wonderfully blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death holds no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of the Christ, and they will reign as kings with him 1,000 years. After the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be let loose from his prison and will go out and deceive the nations of the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog. He will bring them together for battle, and they will be as numerous as grains of sand on the seashore. They spread out over the earth and surrounded the camp of God's holy believers and the beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and completely destroyed them. Then the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the same place with the wild beast and the false prophet, the lake of fire and sulfur, where they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great dazzling white throne and the one who sits on it. Heaven and earth fled from his presence, and they were no more. I saw the dead, the lowly and the famous alike, standing before the throne. Books were opened, and then another book was opened, the book of life. The dead were judged by what they had done, as recorded in the books. And the sea gave up the dead souls that were in it. Then death and the underworld gave up their dead, and all were judged according to what they had done. Then death and the realm of the dead were cast into the lake of fire. For the lake of fire is the second death. And anyone whose name was not recorded in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Chapter 18. An unfriendly person isolates himself and seems to care only about his own issues, for his contempt of sound judgment makes him a recluse. Senseless people find no pleasure in acquiring true wisdom, for all they want to do is impress you with what they know. An ungodly man is always cloaked with disgrace, as dishonor and shame are his companions. Words of wisdom are like a fresh flowing brook, like deep waters that spring forth from within, bubbling up inside the one with understanding. It is atrocious when judges show favor to the guilty and deprive the innocent of justice. A senseless man jumps headfirst into an argument. He's just asking for a beating for his reckless words. A fool has a big mouth that only gets him into trouble, and he'll pay the price for what he says. The words of a gossip merely reveal the wounds of his own soul, and his slander penetrates into the innermost being. The one who is too lazy to look for work is the same one who wastes his life away. The character of God is a tower of strength, for the lovers of God delight to run into his heart and be exalted on high. The rich in their conceit imagine that their wealth is enough to protect them. It becomes their confidence in a day of trouble. A man's heart is the proudest when his downfall is nearest, for he won't see glory until the Lord sees humility. Listen before you speak, for to speak before you've heard the facts will bring humiliation. The will to live sustains you when you're sick, but depression crushes courage and leaves you unable to cope. The spiritually hungry are always ready to learn more, for their hearts are eager to discover new truths. Would you like to meet a very important person? Take a generous gift. It will do wonders to gain entrance into His presence. There are two sides to every story. The first one to speak sounds true until you hear the other side, and they set the record straight. A coin toss resolves a dispute and can put an argument to rest between formidable opponents. It is easier to conquer a strong city than to win back a friend whom you've offended. Their walls go up, making it nearly impossible to win them back. Sharing words of wisdom are satisfying to your inner being. It encourages you to know that you've changed someone else's life. Your words are so weighty that they have power to bring life or release death, and the talkative person will reap the consequences. When a man finds a wife, he has found a treasure, for she is the gift of God to bring him joy and pleasure. But the one who divorces a good woman loses what is good from his house. To choose an adulteress is both stupid and ungodly. The poor plead for help from the rich, but all they get in return is a harsh response. Some friendships don't last for long, but there is one loving friend who is joined to your heart closer than any other.